Plus, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report, a New York court appearance for the young man suspected of murdering UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. CBS's Lilia Luciano from the courthouse in Manhattan.
What we saw is Luigi Mangione wearing his khaki jeans, a button-down white shirt, paying attention to his attorneys. He pleaded not guilty to those 11 counts.
They are state charges that include first-degree murder, a terrorism-related offense. Mangione's attorney, Karen Friedman Agnifilo.
I'm very concerned about my client's right to a fair trial.
She described his perp walk in New York, accompanied by embattled Mayor Eric Adams, as unnecessary and utterly political.
He waived extradition. He was cooperative at all accounts. There was no reason for the NYPD and everybody to have these big assault rifles that, frankly, I had no idea was in their arsenal.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The State Building Commission denies funding for a new UW-Madison engineering building. Republican legislators on the commission blocked reallocation of $70 million for building projects on University of Wisconsin campuses. Senator Andre Jacques of DePere said they were caught off guard. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu of Oseberg wrote a letter to UW President Jay Rothman that the no votes were in response to a lack of transparency and an inability or unwillingness to answer critical questions. The Board of Regents earlier this year approved a roughly $72 million funding increase for the engineering project. The proposed funds allocation would include putting $29 million toward these costs. Governor Tony Evers said in a statement that support for UW continues to face partisan obstruction. He said the commission will vote on the proposal again in January. It's the holiday traveling season, and it's shaping up to be a record-setting year for travel. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
A record number of travelers will be on the road and in the sky through the end of the year. AAA estimates over 119 million people will be traveling, with nearly 90% of them driving. A record 7.85 million people are expected to fly before the end of the year. AAA says that following traffic laws and monitoring weather forecasts for changing road conditions will help you get to your destination safely.
The Brewers will remain in Wisconsin through 2050, thanks to a new lease agreement. The deal to stay in AmFam Field has been approved by the Southeast Wisconsin Professional Baseball Park District. In a statement, Governor Tony Evers celebrated the approval, which follows his signing of bills that provided $500 million for renovations. The state, Milwaukee County, and the city of Milwaukee will contribute a combined about $435 million, with the Brewers adding $150 million over the lease term. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
It's the Packers and the Saints. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the New Orleans Saints tonight on Monday Night Football, game time 7:15. I talked to Packers linebacker Edgerrin Cooper over the weekend after winning his second NFC Defensive Player of the Week award.
It's a big accomplishment. It's just simple. I keep saying it, but I'm just here to play football, have fun out there, and do what's best for my team.
The Saints will start rookie quarterback Spencer Rattler. Has he ever played in cold weather like Green Bay before?
I haven't played a snow game, but I've played in many cold games before in the Big 12, even in the SEC. Cold, rainy, windy.
College hoops, the Badgers with a non-conference win over Detroit Mercy, 76-53. Head coach Greg Gard working with shooter John Tanjay and his technique.
You just got to keep giving him sample sizes and experience and point those things out. We need him to continue to be more efficient at a high level more consistently.
That's Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A winter weather advisory is in effect this afternoon as light snow could mix in with a little bit of freezing drizzle. High temperatures today will flirt with the freezing mark, and 1 to 2 inches of snowfall is possible. There will be slick and slippery roads out there, so take it easy and leave early. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones front
Gatsinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Did you know that our Pet of the Week show on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR has helped over 100 animals find their forever homes by connecting with listeners? This is only made possible due to local area businesses, and we hope to help 100 more. Listen to 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 a.m. and find that special friend you've been looking for, or learn how you can help with current needs. Made possible by sponsors like you, who help keep this program running for all of the animals in this community.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for an all-new live show. We'll preview the big Monday night football game, the Green Bay Packers. Brady Ewing will be here, and many more surprises. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Join Todd Albaugh today, right after our show, right after the noon news. Todd will catch up with former Wisconsin Badger and NFL fullback Brady Ewing to talk about Monday Night Football Packers.
Oh, yeah.
Hosting the Saints.
Ooh.
Mmm. Any feelings about how this game is going to go?
None whatsoever. Calvin, do you have any thoughts on tonight's game?
I mean, the Packers should take care of business, and if everything goes as planned, they'll win comfortably.
Okay.
All right. We'll take that and see how things turn out tomorrow.
There you go.
Right now, we talked about this last week. We were having a meeting, and it just came up, not in reference to work or anything.
Apropos of nothing?
It was apropos of nothing. And I think it's a great topic. And so here is the fill in the blank for you today.
Yes.
Always be friends with a blank.
Yes.
Always be friends with a blank. And this came up in our discussion because one of our colleagues doesn't want to own a pickup truck.
Yes.
But he likes being friend adjacent to a person with a pickup truck.
Exactly.
So always be friends with a guy or gal with a pickup truck.
Yeah.
Would be one. Because they can move heavy things. And if you have to move, you know, and it's just, it is. And thank goodness my niece's husband has a truck, Fortone. And we've hit him up a number of times.
Well, and that's the thing is when you have a truck, you're just waiting for those responses. I mean, I'm a big guy. I get those.
Can you help me move this
thing? Hey, we're moving this weekend. We'll give you beer and pizza. I'm like, I'm pretty sure they pay people to do this. When did my quote become food?
Always be friends with a blank. 855-752-4842. Always be friends with a guy with a truck.
So Tony on the live stream heard this earlier. He says, was someone who has a boat and or a cabin.
Oh yeah.
Those
are good.
That is a good thing to have. Like my mom's friend, he has a boat.
Do you get to go on it very often?
I've not been invited yet, but it's also nothing like he doesn't have a pontoon boat. I'm very boat
specific.
Yes.
You're a boat snob?
I'm a boat snob. I only want to be in a pontoon boat because to me, Jane, it's a floating living room.
Essentially.
And it's beautiful. And it's designed. No one's ever like, hey, let's see what this pontoon boat can do. They're not like kicking it. Yeah, exactly. Punch it, Margaret. No, I just love the idea of getting onto a pontoon boat and floating slightly faster than I can walk. And it's wonderful.
It's a nice relaxing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I have a buddy who has a cabin who's always, but the thing is, he's like, you can go whenever you want. I'm like, well, how about this weekend in June? He's like, oh, we're going to be there. So when can I go? Monday through Thursday. Like,
that
grand.
Doesn't help me. Yeah. Andrew texting in, listening on WAUK. Always be friends with someone who likes to make cookies. I would say always be friends with someone who likes to cook and bake.
Especially someone who is like maybe like curious about it. Like they're like one of the great things about Bridget is that she's constantly trying new things just because she wants to. I'm not, I mean, you know me. I'm not sitting there saying,
I want a new
dinner, woman. But like she, the other day, like she, we had friends over and she's like, I'm going to make some biscuits and gravy. She'd never done it before, but she did it. And they were amazing. She has this little menu of food, of go-to meals that are fantastic. I was telling you about this, the pot pie gnocchi.
Yeah, that sounds.
She just
really
decided
good.
To do it. So, like, not only someone who likes to cook, but someone who like likes to explore,
experiment.
Yeah, because then you get to be their test subject.
Scott from Madison, listening on WMDX. Always be friends with someone who has a beach house.
Oh yeah,
beach house / cabin. Yes, yeah. Yeah. Yes, yep. Yes, absolutely.
Yep.
855-752-4842. Always be friends with a blank.
Mm-hmm.
This started off with a colleague of ours saying he doesn't really want a pickup truck, but he's really glad he has a friend who has a pickup truck because he's now pickup truck adjacent.
There you go. And if it's a good buddy, they're going to be like, yeah, just buy me a six pack. You're good to go. Alicia on the live stream says, always be friends with someone who owns a snowblower.
Yes.
Yeah, I gotta get one of those.
Llama from Madison on WMDX. Always be friends with a mechanic.
Yes. I mean, that's becoming increasingly hard, though, I will say, because cars nowadays with their, unless they own their own shop, cars are becoming, they're computers now, and you need to have an engineering degree to fix some of these, and you need to
the,
have
the newer models,
you have
certainly.
To like $50,000 pieces of equipment, but, you know, if you drive if you have some simpler stuff, like I can come over to your house and change your oil for you, but I want to also show you how to do it.
I still think that there's a bit there, Greg Bach, that you can do this for charity. Greg teaches you how to change your oil for charity. That's a little clunky. We'll have to work on that.
We'll get AutoZone or Advanced Auto Parts to donate all the pieces.
Poor John on the live stream says, oh my God, no one with a truck wanted you to say that.
Yeah.
As Jay was saying,
I'm like,
sorry about that.
But you know what? You buy a truck, you know exactly what you're getting into. You know you're going to be helping people. That's why I bought a hatchback hybrid. No one cared.
But no one cares.
But now I have an SUV. And
always be friends with a doctor. So then I guess you can pester them for diagnoses?
We're friends with Dr. Lyerly, friends with Dr. Hanks.
Yes.
My brother-in-law is a very accomplished doctor, and I very sparingly ever reach out to him for advice. Because he's a neurological oncologist. So if I'm like, my foot hurts, he's going to be like, go to another doctor.
Right. I can't help you with that.
Yeah. But like, I always been like, you know, hey, what are your thoughts on this? And it's maybe once or twice a year because he's a busy guy. And mm-hmm. also, I wouldn't do that to Dr. Lyerly or Dr. Hanks.
I wouldn't either.
But it's always nice. I would actually say maybe talk to them about a second opinion.
That's a good idea.
Because you might get some more honesty or just whatever, but that's a
good one. We are talking this hour about always be friends with a blank.
Yep.
Dave from New Berlin texted in earlier and he said, always be friends with the janitor. You want to know who has the keys to where the toilet paper is kept in the office. That's important.
I would also say, okay, so now we're getting a little more nuanced about it. If you work in an office building, always be friends, always treat with respect. Well, everybody, but especially the assistance team, the team of assistants. Because those are the real doors to power.
Those are the gatekeepers.
Those are the people who are going to show you how to work the copier. They're going to be the people who are going to tell you how to do this thing. You're nice to them, things will get done in your life.
That's a good point.
Now, you should always be nice and respectful to everybody.
Yes.
But it's important to maybe bring some fresh cookies to the people who are doing the assisting because they're the ones who are doing the hard work.
Always be friends with a blank. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Steve from Milwaukee. Always be friends with someone who has an extension ladder. Not exactly something everyone wants to invest in. That's a good one.
I mean,
Steve.
I think I have a pretty tall ladder. I would loan out to people. That's definitely one. Tony on the live stream as well saying a lawyer is good too, just to guide you in the right direction, if nothing else. And that's true. I have friends who are lawyers, and even when it's not their specialty,
right,
they can at least say, here's my buddy's number.
And here's where you go.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Tyler in Columbia County listening on WMDX kind of goes along with what you were saying, Greg, about within the office. Always befriend the IT team.
Yep.
Be nice to them, and they will help you sooner than others. That's a really good one. Another good one, always be friends with someone who has miscellaneous power tools.
Hi, does anyone want to be my friend? I have a garage full of them.
Liz from Saukville, always be friends with a gifted guitar player.
Hello.
My husband is, and it's such a joy to listen to him. That's great.
Yeah, that is very
I've nice. Never heard you play.
Not a lot of people have.
Well, we may have to change that in the new year.
Okay, fine. I mean, I'm more than happy to bring the guitar in, and we can, like, we'll make up a song for a segment. Absolutely. I think Tony might also win for the most Wisconsin suggestion. Be friends with a Packers season ticket holder who lives far enough away from Green Bay that they don't always have to go. Doing the hard work there, Tony.
We are also self-serving, aren't we? Karina from Milwaukee listening on WAUK. Always be friends with someone who is smarter than you. That's a really good point, Karina.
Impossible.
Cam from Appleton. Don't be friends with IT people. We don't want to fix your stuff. That's not exactly how he phrased it. Come on, Cam.
Oh, see, this is what you do. You really want to get in and go with it. And Cam, you can't disagree with this. You just start talking to your IT people. Find out what they like.
I think Cam engage, is an IT person.
That's what I'm saying. It's like I engaged the interest of the people in the IT department when I worked for Racine. I knew them all. I knew what they liked. I knew what they didn't like. I knew how to hold a conversation with them. So when I called them, I'm like, hey, I always assumed I'm a bother, because when you're fixing, when there's four of you fixing computers for 1,000 people,
I can't even imagine.
I'm always like, I know you're busy. Can you help me with this? I appreciate you. Thank you. That's how you do it.
Tom in Jackson, always be friends with someone with a Learjet. I would, yes, Tom.
Yes, of course.
Sure. Yes. But let me know how that goes for you.
Yeah. Always be friends with a billionaire who just can't stand their money.
We'd also got a text on the text line from Rosemary in Elvia. I just won a Roomba from your big call-in statewide contest.
Nice.
Woot woot. Well done, Rosemary. Congratulations. Let us know how it works.
And if your cats have, if you have cats.
We want the pictures of them riding on the Roomba.
I want the video.
I want that. Yes. Giving them Roomba rides. Yeah.
Kitty cat Roomba rides.
Alicia on the live stream. Always be friends with someone who cleans the bathrooms and the kitchens, and people who bring the clean mats and the towels. They can tell you the best and cleanest restaurants where you want to eat. That's a good one.
Food inspectors, too.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the vast, statewide, countrywide, yes, global on the app. Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. The holidays are here. The family is coming home, and excitement is in the air. The family of Pro Seamless in Wisconsin Rapids wants to wish your family a safe and happy holiday season, and thank you for all of your support in 2024. They are excited to serve you in 2025.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calviente on the board. Coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. About a half an hour from now, we will wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing Holiday Edition. This time it is the Who's There?
Who's There?
Or should I say Who There? Stick around for This Shouldn't Be a Thing coming your way around 11:51. Right before we went to the break, we were kicking around Always Be Friends with a Blank. Always be friends. This started off with always be friends with someone who has a pickup truck.
Yes.
And it's the list has gotten longer. Be friends. Patrick from Sun Prairie says, be friends with people who know the most people. Kimber from Muscadet, which I think this is a good one. I make a point of having older and younger friends than me. That's a great idea, Kimber.
I think one of the things that I really appreciate working in the comedy world is that my friends range from 19 years old to 60.
That's great.
And I get a real appreciation of what they like and what they don't like. And especially not even just with comedy, but like with music and movies. And I never want to be that guy who's like, oh, there's no good movies anymore. There are a lot of great movies.
There's no good music anymore.
No, they're not making good music anymore. They're making great music right now. You just don't listen to it.
Todd from De Pere listening on WGBW. I didn't even know this many people. And now you want me to find a friend who does each of those things?
Yes, Todd. Challenge
no, Todd,
issued.
No pressure. No pressure. None whatsoever. Angie from Monroe. I won an espresso machine. Yay. Congratulations, Angie. That's great. Dave, yes, we did mention your suggestion that everyone should be friends with the janitor.
Yes.
The person with the keys to the toilet paper closet. Yeah. Very, very, very important. Okay, we have the bumper music. For a good reason.
Yes, indeed.
This article from today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel by Jim Riccioli. 50 years ago, it was on this date in 1974, Waukesha was mentioned repeatedly in the first Christmas season episode of Happy Days.
Second season. It's season two.
The first Christmas season episode.
Oh, sorry. My mistake. I apologize.
Christmas season episode.
I see. Gotcha.
Officially, it is called Guess Who's Coming to Christmas, but for all intents and purposes, it could have been called the Waukesha episode.
Yeah.
So again, it first aired December 18th, of 1974, early in their second season.
Yeah.
And it featured Henry Winkler.
Yep.
Who became a big, his was supposed to be a very minor character in Happy Days.
Very minor because he was seen as a tough and...
He was a greaser.
The would iconic...
Would have been the term of the day. But that's what it was.
Yeah. The iconic leather jacket we all know him for was like, they rationed that out because they thought in the 1970s, a guy wearing a leather jacket would influence the young kids to become ruffians.
Oh, toughs. Hoodlums.
Just anarchy in the streets.
We have a clip from this episode of Happy Days that aired in 1974 called the Waukesha Christmas Edition. Calvin, let's play that clip, please.
Hey, Fonz, since I didn't get you anything, how about coming to my home for Christmas turkey?
I got plans.
Yeah, what are you doing, Fonz?
Oh, well, I'm going up to Waukesha.
Ah.
Waukesha?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a regular thing on Christmas time.
Yeah.
My cousin lives up there. A big house. Spread they put out for Christmas. Lots of presents. Big family. Big house. Lights. Big tree. Works.
And the whole point of this episode is that Fonzie doesn't have anyone to spend Christmas with. And so he makes up this story about going to catch a bus to Waukesha.
Yeah.
And of course, Mr. C and
Richie.
Jeez.
Well, there's a lot of names remembered now.
Yeah. Richie, of course, find out that he has nowhere to go. So they manufacture a reason for him to spend Christmas Eve with them. But Waukesha gets mentioned like 11 times in that episode.
And also Fonzie, like we kind of like speed watch this episode. He is like the most Christmas spirited person. He shows up to Arnold's diner with Christmas presents for the guys. He fixes the Cunningham's car for free. He just wants to give. And he just puts up this wall of like, nope, I got plans.
It's in Waukesha.
But what's really funny, and if you know anything about Happy Days, is you know the legend of Chuck Cunningham, the oldest sibling.
I completely forgot about
everyone
him.
Everyone thinks... disappeared on the first episode. But we're watching this. I'm like, who's the guy trimming the tree? And someone goes, hey, Chuck, blah, blah. I'm like, this is season two. He was right there. Because the old legend is that they were at dinner. Chuck had to go up and study for a test and then never returned.
He never came back.
And it was just Joni and Richie for the rest of the 38 years he was on television.
This is right in my wheelhouse. I don't remember Chuck Cunningham at all. I have no memory of him.
The one thing you will not remember is his stellar acting ability. Oh my good gravy. I mean, it was like it was someone's cousin or younger brother, like, hey, do you want to be in a TV show for 10 minutes? But yeah, he's a part of it. The Cunningham family has five members in that episode.
And my other question though, now in having listened to this, so Fonzie's accent, is that like the east side of Milwaukee? It sounds like he's from New York.
He lives in Brooklyn, Wisconsin.
Milwaukee, the suburb of Milwaukee.
Maybe he moved there a couple of years ago. I don't know. He's like, you know, I don't know. I don't know what, turning into Arnold Schwarzenegger.
A completely different accent. Also, yeah. Okay.
You had to push the ruffian, I'm going to Waukesha for Christmas.
Yeah, sure. So I'll be out there in a little while, okay?
You got a problem with me? I'll beat you up. I'll kick your duff.
You can find that episode on YouTube. You found it on YouTube, didn't you?
Yeah. It's unedited. It's on Paramount Plus's. It looks really nice.
As well. But again, if you want to watch the whole episode from 1974 of Happy Days, their first Christmas episode, and a big shout out to Waukesha for all the mentions. He never made it out there, though.
Pronounced correctly every single time.
Yeah, impressive. News is coming up next. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Goodbye, gray sky. Hello, blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you. So right, it can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long. Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Hundreds of students rallied at the Capitol on Friday for safer schools. Savannah Tome Olson continues our coverage.
The Abundant Life shooting has hit the whole community, especially those who spend all day in a school and the people who love them. Jazara, a La Follette 10th grader.
It's sad for like their parents like not knowing their kids are coming home. Like they send their kids to school thinking they're safe and they don't even know what's happening.
Catalina, another La Follette sophomore.
School shootings are becoming more and more frequent now, and my brother's school was only 3 minutes away from where that is, and he's a second grader. I also hear about some of my friends being like, let's get a gun and all this kind of stuff. I feel like it's just so able now to like get these weapons. It just enables them.
Administrators said earlier in the day they expected students to return to class after the walkout.
The Madison, Wisconsin police chief has been named as the chief of police in Seattle. It was announced Friday that Chief Barnes had accepted the position. Sean Barnes' departure comes as Madison police are still in the early days of their investigation into what motivated the 15-year-old shooter to open fire at Abundant Life Christian School. Teacher Aaron West and 14-year-old freshman Ruby Patricia Vergara were killed. Authorities say the shooter killed herself. Barnes was a known finalist for the Seattle job before the shootings. Southeast Wisconsin's growth continues with a go-ahead in Kenosha County. The village of Pleasant Prairie has endorsed Eli Lilly's $3 billion expansion plan. It's a project that will increase the company's production capacity. The expansion will add 750 employees and includes new office, warehouse, and manufacturing spaces. Work will start this month and be completed by March 2026. The expansion is the drug maker's largest U.S. manufacturing investment outside of Indiana. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. 28 years later is the third installment of the 28 Days franchise. It is the first installment in a new trilogy that starts with 28 years later. 28 years later, The Bone Temple will be the second installment in the new zombie trilogy and is scheduled for release on Martin Luther King Day in 2026. 28 years later opens June 20th, 2025. Billy Bob Thornton likes to play loose and less predictable roles. That was his answer when asked why he turned down popular villain roles. In an interview with Deadline, the actor said he turned down roles in Spider-Man as the Green Goblin and as an arms dealer in Mission Impossible 3. Thornton says he had no interest in sitting for 5 hours while being made up green, and in regard to Mission Impossible 3, says he didn't want to be the guy trying to kill Tom Cruise, adding that when you are a bad guy on that level, that is how people remember you. He's right. Still can't get Sling Blade out of my head. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A winter weather advisory is in effect this afternoon as light snow could mix in with a little bit of freezing drizzle. High temperatures today will flirt with the freezing mark, and 1 to 2 inches of snowfall is possible. There will be slick and slippery roads out there, so take it easy and leave early. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
Join us on Tuesdays for Community Stories and Thursdays for Community Stories Junior, both from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WFHR. Your host, Melissa Kay, brings together folks of all ages from our community. With history from our elders to innovations from our young people, Community Stories brings in-depth local stories you won't hear anywhere else, right here on WFHR. Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 5 to 6.
The Badgers.
Beats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, Sharita Booker poses this question. Would you eat a cannibal sandwich as part of the garnish on a Bloody Mary?
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Box, Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us, call, you can text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Maggie Dawn this afternoon, hosted by another of our civic media colleagues, Jim Santel. He hosts Amicus, the Law Review, every Saturday morning from 9 to 11. Jim is very, very knowledgeable.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yep, former U.S. attorney. Tune in for all the legal news you can use this holiday season with Maggie today from 2 to 4 p.m. And just a reminder, we're Christmas Eve Eve.
Yes, it's a very important day on the Advent calendar of children.
Christmas Eve Eve.
Eve Eve.
And so tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m., mm-hmm. Pete Schwabe is going to do a special edition of Nightlight for Christmas Eve. And then when he wraps up at 6 p.m., we are going to all Christmas music all across the network.
Wow.
I know. It's going to be nice.
It's going to be wonderful.
It's going to be really nice. So you can keep us on in the background on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day for all your favorite Christmas music. And we will have sports updates and weather updates and things like that as well. But join Pete tomorrow starting at 4 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Kind of want to say to people like, hey, everybody, text, call, or live stream in what's happening on Wednesday. Because you know on Wednesday morning, people are like, where's Earl?
What happened?
Where
is everyone?
I can't hear Greg and Jane.
That's because Wednesday will be Christmas Day, and we're all going to be off.
Oh, it's going to be so
lovely. We're all going to be off. You mentioned the Advent calendar. Have you seen the Hans Gruber Advent calendar?
The one where he falls?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
It's so... I saw it. Yes, it popped up on my social media yesterday for no particular reason, and it just made me snort laugh.
Because Die Hard's one of the great... I don't think it's the greatest Christmas movie. I just think it's one of the greatest, and it is a Christmas movie. I don't care
what anybody says.
No, your opinion's wrong if you disagree with me.
But if you haven't seen it yet, it's an advent calendar of the Fukushima? Fukushima.
Nope,
the Fukushima.
Nope, not at all. Nope.
Takashima.
Nope, stop. Just Nakatomi.
That was so close.
Fukushima. The building was called Chernobyl.
Nakatomi Plaza. This advent calendar is Nakatomi Plaza, and then it starts with Hans Gruber falling from the first floor down to the... It's really...
Pretty. I think it's hilarious that you remembered Hans Gruber, but you couldn't...
But that's because it was Alan Rickman.
Yeah.
Which would be the only reason I would remember that.
Mm.
Loved Alan Rickman.
Me too.
All right. Coming up in just a little bit, we are going to wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Who's There holiday edition.
The ho, ho, who's there?
I don't know. Who's there?
Who?
Holiday edition. So stick around for that. Right now, though, I found this morning, and there have to be some of these in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
There absolutely have to. In the New York Times today, headline reads, when a barn dominium won't do... try a Shouse.
Yeah.
You hate this, don't you?
I don't know how I feel about it, honestly, because I hate the terminology, but then I saw the pictures. I'm like, yeah, I would totally do.
You think it's pretty
it.
Cool?
Yeah.
So, Shouses look like the better-known barn dominiums or barndos.
That I hate.
For short.
That's stupid.
What's the difference between a Shouse and a barn dominium? It is the emphasis on the shop part, which is often larger than and larger and separated from the living space, in contrast with the open floor plans of barn dominiums. So a Shouse is a smush between a shed and a house.
Yeah.
And then barn dominium obviously is a condominium, but you also have your workspace there or your, you know, where you like to work on your cars or whatever is your thing.
I guess my real problem with it isn't so much the lackluster naming of it, but it's the fact that it doesn't, like, so to me, you say barn dominium.
Mm-hmm.
I think condo. When I think, my mom lives in a condo. There are people above her to the side of her.
Right.
So a condominium to me would not be this. Like, it's a solo structure that...
houses one family.
Houses one family. So that's... a minium does not work in this description, in my opinion. So you could call it like a...
barsh?
Barndecile or something like that. Look, if you think barndecile is dumb...
no,
and you
I
think
love it.
Barndominium is good...
I love barndecile. But that's what you said.
But the one that the Clarksons in this picture in the story will be in the notes... Ken and Janine Jindra's house in Clarkson, Nebraska.
Okay.
They call it a house. That looks like a shed. That looks like a big, like, shed that, like, or farming.
A pole barn.
Exactly. Yeah. It looks exactly how it's supposed to look. Whereas a barn dominium to me is several small shouses in a living facility area. Like, with a, they have their own, like, SOA. Shouse Authority, HOA, housing of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You gotta pay money into it.
Right.
That kind of thing. It's just bad. It's just bad branding.
In rural parts of America, according to this article in the New York Times, especially states stacked between North Dakota and Texas, shouses are everywhere. Shouses hold ATVs, RVs, tractor trailers, horses. Shouses are also used as hobby shops. In one Nebraska community, a shouse originally built as a restaurant, as a residence, rather, along with an airplane hangar, all under one roof. Is there a shouse or a barn dominium where you live?
Do you live?
855, maybe you live in one. Yeah. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Corey Vex, co-owner of Building Green Structures in Pilger, Nebraska, said he was on the phone one day talking to people who are interested in building their own shouse. Again, a shouse is a mixture of a shed and a house. Your commute just got a lot shorter with your new inside walk from your new home to your workshop. He emphasizes the sustainability of shouses. I'm going to keep saying it just because I know it bugs you. They're insulated, energy-efficient structural panels, add-on rainwater collection systems, and they're made out of metal instead of wood. Mm. They are easier to build than wood frame homes and can be put up pretty quickly, but the materials tend to be more expensive.
Well, I mean, you can put the outer side of the, like, the outer shell of the shouse up. This sounds like just bad German. Shouse? But then you have to go into all of the building the inside, which is more like a house, too.
Right.
And I can only see right now the shouse in Clarkson, Nebraska. It's huge, which means you have to have money to do this. This isn't like buying a tiny house.
No.
You can live in a small area. Like, this is something that is available to of a certain tax bracket.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. One glitch is that some banks aren't sure how to appraise shouses, especially if the shop part is bigger than the living area.
Well, the other question is, and this is more of a municipality question, is that some of these buildings, they're zoned for residential, some they're zoned for commercial. Can you do both? I mean, that's another problem too. And
right.
I mean, it's you know, you and who throws the shouse-warming party?
I love it.
Yeah, I mean.
The shouse-warming. Warren, in this article, paid about $220,000 for his shouse, including the lot, his 40 by 40-foot living space, and 40 by 50-foot shop is where he tinkers with his old cars and motorcycles. He said one good thing that he really likes about his shouse is that it's all on the same level, so he won't have to deal with stairs as he gets older.
And that's a great thing, too. And for me personally, I don't think I'd want a shouse or a barn dominium. What I would like is a smaller version. So, like, because I love open concept, but that even still, like, in order to have a big house, it would have to be huge. Because then you also have your work area as well, or your fun playtime area. So I would rather just have a smaller version of the shouse, a nice, like, kick around, maybe like a home theater in there.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Pool table, air hockey, and then all, like, the fun toys.
All like the fun, a game room.
Yeah, but, yeah, exactly. But not a place where I would live. Not a place I would, like, make food and sleep at night.
Okay.
Separate to the, we have our house, then we have our shouse, and then we have a barn dominium in Florida where we were going to retire one day.
Okay, you've got a lot of real estate activity going on.
I really
on
do. I'm up on these things.
Do you know of a shouse or a barn dominium in your community? 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Whistler is joining us on the line from Richland Center. Good morning, Whistler. How you doing?
I'm doing awesome, Maggie. Really enjoy your show every day. Back in the late 70s, early 80s, I worked for a lumber yard, and one of my jobs was designing. And I designed a two-story cement block structure that was for tractor trailer repair. And in addition to that, there was a three-bedroom house, all made out of cement.
Wow.
Pre-stressed floors. And it's out in the country in Sauk County. You know, this guy, he worked for the block company, so he was able to get, you know, all of the material for, you know, cost.
For a song, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's still standing, and it looks really nice. Looks really nice. Shoveled into the woods, you know.
Yeah, I bet. That's really cool, Whistler. Thank you so much for sharing that, and thank you for calling in. Really appreciate it. If you have experience with a Shouse or a Barndominium, we'd love to hear from you. Most Shouses, according to this article, are in the country.
Yeah.
In some communities in Nebraska and South Dakota, they've passed zoning restrictions against Shouses for aesthetic reasons. Not everybody likes the blocky buildings. Not in my backyard.
I do take issue with something said on the live stream. Tom from LA said that I'm talking about a man cave or a cave. No. This is a area where everyone can come and hang out and have fun. I want you, if you want, it's for everyone. This, everyone's invited. Just don't touch my tools.
Okay.
Or at least put them back where I put them originally. That's my dad talking. But yeah, I just like that idea of having
a playroom.
A playroom, especially a home theater, especially for my wife, because my wife loves film. And to have like a place with nice comfy couches and then bring down the lights with big projection screen. Oh my gosh.
We're going to get some pinball machines in there too.
Ooh.
Difficult to trace the genesis of Shouses, but some builders say they began as backyard garden sheds. They got more elaborate in the 90s as people started building pole barn style middle buildings for use as a hunting shack or a getaway cabin. Shouses, though, can be just as fancy as barn dominiums with swimming pools and fancy exteriors with glass doors and rock finishes.
Wait.
What?
Wait. There's a hierarchy? Like,
apparently so.
Oh, you don't. I know. That technically qualifies as a barn dominium. We've got a Shouse.
I think barn dominium is above Shouse.
Really?
In the hierarchy of, oh, of these things.
Goodness, I'm doing everything wrong.
We will include this article.
Or we won't, just to save you.
In our show notes. We will include this in our show notes, just so you can take a look. And maybe it will inspire you.
What would be in your optimal Shouse / barn dominium?
Boy, that's a really interesting question.
Yeah.
Probably a workout room I would never use.
Good place to hang your laundry.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That would be one thing.
Calvin, what would be in your dream Shouse?
Well ventilated painting room.
There it is.
That's important.
There it is.
Absolutely. And then I want my Wizard of Oz pinball machine.
We could build you a Wizard somewhere. Of Oz room.
Shouse on the way, baby.
Slippers that look like glass slippers.
Start working.
Ruby slippers.
Start working on my Shouse. Something to shoot for, kids. All right. Coming up, we're going to wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, it's the Who's There Holiday Edition. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. As voters turn to ballot initiatives to bypass extreme legislatures, legislatures are manipulating initiative rules to protect their partisan power. In 2024 alone, 10 reproductive rights measures qualified for the ballot, with only two failing. Not willing to let extreme agendas get overridden by those pesky voters, legislatures are trying to defang direct democracy by trying to raise constitutional amendment thresholds to 60% or higher and requiring minimum numbers of qualifying signatures from each county rather than a statewide percentage. To keep Ohio voters from passing abortion protections in 2023, the legislature proposed a 60% threshold using a low turnout August special election it had previously deemed too expensive to run. It lost, and abortion rights prevailed 4 months later. In 2024, the Ohio Secretary of State helped derail a citizen-led redistricting measure by rewriting its ballot description to mislead voters. The Ballot Initiative Strategy Center reports Arizonans voted down a measure requiring minimum signatures from every county and another allowing pre-election litigation on measures. North Dakota would have raised the signatures required and winning both a primary and general election. It, too, failed. Expect more such attacks on direct democracy in 2025. Find more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvinator on the board. Coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Want to remind you, we are under a big chunk of Wisconsin is under a winter weather advisory right now. 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. today. This advisory in effect for Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, Walworth, Sauk, Iowa, Dane, Lafayette, Greene, and Rock counties. This same winter weather advisory in effect now until 6 p.m. for Ozaukee, Washington, Waukesha, Jefferson, Marquette, Green Lake, Fond du Lac, Sheboygan, Columbia, and Dodge counties. They're especially concerned about icy drizzle. So be very careful with slippery spots.
Yeah.
And we were right around, even when I was coming in this morning, it was almost 34 degrees. So we're right in that spot where things can get a little tricky. But be especially careful on bridges and overpasses. And just another reminder to download 511wi.gov. You can see where all of the accidents are all across the state. It's a very, very handy little thing to have. 511wi.gov. It is 11:53. That means, Calvin, it is time for...
We were listening to that show already.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. This shouldn't be a thing.
Santa wasn't ready.
Who's on the roof?
Shh, quiet. This shouldn't be a thing. Holiday edition. It is the Who's There edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Headline reads, Barred Owl takes the spotlight as unexpected Christmas tree topper.
Yeah.
The Animal Welfare League of Arlington, Virginia says this is a good reminder to keep your chimney capped during the winter. One family got a surprise visit from someone coming down their chimney. This happened last Thursday. It was a barred owl. Flew right down the chimney into the living room. And these are big birds.
Yes, they are.
These are large birds. The barred owl flies into their house, sees the Christmas tree up, and decides... I'd be a better looking star than you already have there.
I live here now.
So he knocked it over and then sat on top of the tree. I found my home and I like it and I'm not leaving. The family did call animal control to help them out. They say they were able to capture their new feathered friend and safely release him back into the wild. It's a good idea to keep your chimney capped during the winter.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good to like just have the system in place where it's always covered. Like it still works.
Right.
But it's always covered. It keeps all the critters out, keeps barred owls from flying into your house.
I would have been absolutely terrified. There is video that goes along with this, and we'll include this in the show notes so you can check it out afterwards. But this little girl is walking around, and all of a sudden, whoosh, this big bird goes flying past her and again knocks off the tree off the top and then lands on the top of the tree. No one was hurt. The owl is fine.
Yeah.
But just a useful reminder to cap that chimney.
Just makes sense.
Keep those critters out. If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. JaneSays. JaneSays@civicmedia.us. Tom from Jackson listening on WXCO. Hi, Jane. Are you guys going to be on the air tomorrow? Yes, we will be.
Yes.
We will be back tomorrow. We're off on Christmas Day. Greg and I are going to be off then on Thursday and Friday. Dan Schaefer will be here to cover for us on Thursday. Matt Rothschild will be here on Friday, going to do a great, great job. But yes, we will be here with you tomorrow starting at 10 o'clock. Luke Mathers is going to join us, and we're going to talk about there's a ranking of favorite Christmas treats.
What? I mean, well, don't what me.
What?
I just feel like they're Christmas treats. The word treat is in there. They're good.
Fruitcake.
Someone goes all the way to make it for you and then give it to you. By God, have one piece.
This is an argument we'll have for tomorrow.
Fine.
Save your fruitcake opinions for tomorrow. We're also going to do our cookie exchange. Calvin, is your mother ready? Because falls to Calvin's mom. Mom is ready?
Yes.
Greg Bach, have you baked yet?
I baked today.
You baked today?
Mm-hmm.
What did you land on?
Please, I'm not telling you now.
Oh, it's a secret.
It's a secret. It's called appointment listening.
Okay. I switched my plans.
Yeah.
The original recipe
She's making us fruitcake, Calvin.
Yeah, I'm making fruitcake. Because the original recipe I looked at made like 5.5 dozen cookies. I can't even get rid of 5.5 dozen cookies.
She also can't math, people.
Well, that either. But that's a separate discussion. We have news coming up. Oh, that wraps up today's edition, Calvin, of...
Oh, ho, ho, ho. This shouldn't be a thing.
I hope you can join us for tomorrow's Christmas Eve show. And stay tuned for news, which is coming up next, followed by Todd Alba and Maggie Dawn. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers. Without you guys, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for an all-new live show. We'll preview the big Monday night football game, the Green Bay Packers. Brady Ewing will be here, and many more surprises. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out. The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Luigi Mangione appeared in a New York courtroom to plead not guilty to murder and terror charges in the death of United Healthcare CEO. The suspect's attorney is worried about her client's ability to get a fair trial.
He was on display for everyone to see in the biggest staged perp walk I've ever seen in my career. It was absolutely unnecessary. He's been cooperative with law enforcement.
Matt Gaetz suing to try to stop release of an already leaked bipartisan congressional report. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
This is very clear that they talked to a number of alleged victims and that they also have documentary evidence to back up the allegations of illicit drug use, of statutory rape.
The president is commuting the sentence of all but three federal death row inmates. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
President Biden already had a moratorium in place for federal death sentences on crimes other than terrorism and hate crimes, and he's personally opposed to the death penalty, so perhaps this isn't that surprising.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
James here.